Effort to recall three San Francisco school board members has money advantage. By Joel B. Polak on February 6, 2022. An effort to recall three members of the San Francisco Unified School District SFUSD board has a massive cash advantage over the incumbents' belated effort to save their jobs, according to newly released campaign finance data. Their three board members, Allison Collins, Gabriela Lopez, and Faoga Malika, were targeted by irate parents who were outraged over the SFUSD's continued lockdowns last year, which were so egregious that even the city itself sued the school district. Bay Area public radio station KQED reported Friday. The campaign to recall three San Francisco school board members in a February 15 special election is vastly outspending its opponents, according to filings made public on Thursday. With just over a week until voting ends, the financial advantage of the pro-recall campaign, which is made up of two separate committees, has enabled it to flood San Francisco mailboxes, airwaves and even streaming platforms like Hulu with arguments to remove board members Allison Collins, Gabriela Lopez and Faoga Malika from office. Through the end of last week, those two committees reported spending a total of $1.75 million, nearly half of that in January alone. Meanwhile, the two separate anti-recall campaigns, one solely fighting the removal of Malika, collectively spent just $68,110. Families are fleeing the district, Breitbart News reported, by switching to private schools and by moving out of the city. While unable to open schools, the board spent a great deal of time attempting to rename schools named for American heroes such as George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, arguing that they were linked to a history of white supremacy. The recall election is scheduled for February 15, and turnout is expected to be higher among pro-recall voters. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.